everybody. It's Sam with Rowdy Alternative. And today we have Nick with Yacht Rock Review. How are you, man?
What's happening, Sam? Good, man.
Good, 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 good. I see you guys are very busy touring with Train and RO Speedwagon. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's been crazy. Being out with bands that are on that level is just been a great new experience for us.
Yeah, that's awesome. So are you guys have been around for a while. I believe it was 2007 or so, right?
That's right. Yeah, and we've made it this whole time. Like, other than last year, we did like 20 gigs opening up for Kenny Loggins. But other than that, we've never opened up for another band on tour. We've never even been with another band on tour. So this is all just like brand new to us. It's crazy.
Okay. Wow. I didn't know that. So, I guess that kind of answers my next question. I was going to ask, like, at the place you are now, just with how long you guys have been around and how much you've established your band. Do you, when you get to meet, guys like Kenny Loggins, RO Speedwagon, guys in Train, are you still at that point to where you're learning new things from them, like whether it's like stuff on the road or creatively or any of that?
Completely, man. Being out with the old timers, like, you know, RO Speedwagon, the lead singer Kevin is 72, and Kenny Loggins, when we were touring with him last year, was 75. And to see the way these guys take care of themselves and approach what they do like so professionally, you know, and it's not that they don't party, because they do. But, you know, there's the party and there's the show. And those two things are not the same thing with these guys. But, you know, that's just one example. There are so many things that I've learned from these guys. I think that's an exciting thing about music in general, is there's always something new to learn.
Right. Yeah, sure thing. And I guess going off a bit about how about being on the road and everything, your lineup and your band, you know, you guys are decently sized band. I'd imagine you have a bunch of people working with you too. So how do you, is it hard sometimes, I guess, like traveling like all around the place, around the country and whatnot, like with all you guys, is it hard to keep it together, keep it moving? Or is it like I was talking about, like with the experience factor, have you guys kind of moved past that and it's a pretty solid ship right now?
I mean, as far as the interband like vibe goes, we're rock solid. You know, we've been basically married to each other for the past 17 years. And so it's not like this summer we're finding anything new about each other we didn't already know. Like we've been at this for a while, but we've also never been on a tour bus before. So we're all like learning how to operate on a tour bus at the same time together. It's a new experience for all of us. And like, you know, every day you're just learning, you know, basic stuff. Like you wake up and you're at the venue and it's like, where do I go to the bathroom? Where do I get food? Like what, you know, where can I brush my teeth? Like, I mean, every day is like a new adventure of just like figuring some stuff out, you know, and we're all doing that together. It's good. Cause I think if any band that didn't have that kind of relationship already would get destroyed by this kind of touring. Like it's so intense and you're so on top of each other. We're lucky that we have that vibe already, you know?
Yeah, that's awesome. So I'm sure you get asked this question a million times, but I figure just so people who don't know, how would you describe yacht rock for people who have not heard of it or unfamiliar with the term?
Yeah, I mean, it's the smooth music of the late 70s and early 80s. A lot of it made in Southern California by pro session musicians. You know, we're talking about Toto, Steely Dan, Michael McDonald, Boz Scaggs, Hall & Oates, you know, all that kind of stuff. But for us, and I think for the world in general, like that was the start of yacht rock, right? But it's grown to be so much more than just that. Like you hear new bands copping the yacht rock style all the time. It's not just us, right? Like all sorts of like indie bands, you know, hip hop has had a long relationship with sampling yacht rock. Like it's become so much bigger than just the technical definition that it started out as.
Right. And so would you call it almost like, in addition to being a subgenre, I guess, would you call it like, I guess a lifestyle as well, or a culture kind of?
Certainly that. I mean, I think that's part of what makes the show so fun, is that it's more than just music. It's a vibe, right? Mm-hmm. You can decide you're going to have Yacht Rock Sunday And that doesn't just mean, you know, putting on a Kenny Loggins record. It means like, you know, getting in some comfortable clothes, maybe some terry cloth like I'm wearing now, putting on your shades, drinking a margarita by the pool. Like, it's a whole thing. And when people come to our shows, you know, obviously it's at a rock and roll venue, amphitheater, whatever it is, but they're still embracing that kind of spirit and energy with their clothes and the captain's hats and the nautical themes and the whole bit, you know?
Right. Yeah. And that's another thing. Your guys' shows look like an absolute blast. I unfortunately wasn't able to see you. I know you guys came through maybe a month or two ago, Cincinnati. So unfortunately I didn't make that, but with your shows, being, I guess, you know, a party band, right? Like that's kind of what people like to call you. And you guys certainly look like you like to party. How would you describe your live show to someone who has not seen you yet?
I would say if you're at all skeptical, I understand, but just come to the show and check it out, because everybody leaves with a smile on their face. Most people who leave are going to get laid, you know, like it's that kind of scene. It's just all good vibes. It's all like energy. And a lot of times people will not realize that they know the words to every song, but as soon as the song comes on, they're like, oh yeah, I know this one. And they're singing along, you know? So even though it's nostalgic, it still kind of surprises you, you know? Mm-hmm. It's a cool kind of dichotomy in that way.
Right on. And I guess what you kind of hit on it before, and I wanted to get your opinion on how, like, Yacht Rock, obviously, its peak was in late 70s, early 80s, around that area. And so would you say that there can still be a modern day Yacht Rock band? Well, obviously you guys, but like the genre, like with the resurgence and stuff like that, keeping it the same kind of sound, the same kind of style as back then? Or do you think the music industry has moved on kind of from that or evolved? Like what are your thoughts on that?
I mean, that's one of the cool things about music now, is that there are so many micro genres and mm-hmm. bands that are committed to that micro genre. You know, there's still like Dixieland music getting made and appreciated on Spotify and in live shows. There's still, you know, like rockabilly. There's still like 80s style hip hop. Like there's everything is still getting made, and nothing is really in the past anymore. It's all current. So, I mean, I think there are great examples of bands like State Cows and Benny Sings. Like there are guys that are out there, guys and girls that are out there, like making this music currently, that are doing really well and touring and having success. You know, maybe they don't all explicitly call it Yacht Rock, but that's definitely what it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you're right. Like there's so many different genres like that do experience with that sound. And like I hear a lot nowadays, like a lot of disco kind of stuff coming back too. And it's really interesting. It's like a, what's the word? Like the term, the pendulum always swings or whatever it is. Like it goes away. It's not cool anymore. It comes back. Everyone loves it. I feel like that's just true with most things.
Completely. I mean, even in like big pop stuff, like the last Tame Impala record had all sorts of Yacht Rock vibes on it. And not the most recent Dua Lipa, but the one before that was like disco Yacht Rock almost. Like I think that it's everywhere.
Yeah. And I talked with one band on here before, and their genre is called bedroom pop, which is basically like, it's all vibes. Like I feel like, it's weird, like this generation, I guess, like I feel like it's the most vibey centric generation of all time when it comes to like listening habits, for sure. Like totally. The lo-fi beats, all that stuff.
Yeah. And it's all got that same kind of chill, like, you know, vibe out when you're getting ready to take a nap or when you're by the pool or wherever you are. Like that's totally the scene with some of that bedroom pop stuff. I really dig some of that.
Yeah, it's awesome. So when you guys, going back in time a bit, were you guys always doing like kind of the Yacht Rock thing, or did you guys start out playing some other kind of music, or how'd that all begin for you?
We had, myself and the other lead singer, Peter, had an indie pop band called YOU in Atlanta in like the early 2000s. And we toured and we played with some pretty popular bands and, like, you know, had some songs on some commercials and, you know, had a little like small taste of success, but never really were able to do it like full time. You know, I was still like golf caddying or teaching guitar lessons or whatever. Mm-hmm. And, we felt like that had kind of run its course. And so, like I started going to law school and other guys started like opening businesses and stuff. And this club had given us every Thursday, we were still playing music, obviously, but this club had given us every Thursday to just do whatever we want. And one of the nights we did a yacht rock night and it sold out. And then the club owner was like, you got to do that again. And we did. And then all of a sudden it's every Thursday night and people are asking us to play at their company party and their wedding. And we're starting a tour and we're all quitting school and quitting jobs. You know, it was kind of all on accident. We weren't trying to make a career out of it. It just happened. And then once we realized we had something, we just followed it, you know, went for it.
Wow. That's awesome, man. So do you guys ever feel like, cause you do make, originals, which, absolutely rock, by the way. I loved them. Do you feel like when you do stuff like that, do you ever feel like creatively painted into a corner just with the Yacht Rock label on you? Do you ever try to branch out, make something different, or does that kind of thought ever cross your mind?
I mean, that's a little bit like what our new album is about, actually. It's called okay. Escape Artist, and it's about kind of, you know, are we trapped by this Yacht Rock thing or can we escape it and become something different? And I mean, the album's pretty yachty. It certainly has some songs that are outside the yacht rock genre, but kind of like our shows, you know, it's not like we only play Hall & Oates and right. Michael McDonald. Like we'll throw in some Journey or some Boston or some Queen or, you know, Whitney Houston, whatever, you know, we'll go all over the place with it. And that's kind of how the album is too. And it's about like, you know, so many people in the modern world feel trapped by something, you know, and everybody wants to escape. That's what our shows are about. People come to our shows to escape their normal lives. And that's a little bit of what we're trying to do with the album is escape, you know, this pigeonhole of being a yacht rock band that plays covers. Like maybe we can be something more, you know, that's kind of what it's about.
Okay. So is it kind of like a concept album then technically?
Completely. Yeah. 21 songs. I mean, like all concept albums, it's loose. It's not like there's like, it's not a musical. You know,
yeah, a rock opera,
right? It's not that, but it definitely, I think when you listen to it and kind of follow the thread of the music through it, it all makes sense, you know, in more of like a Pink Floyd-y kind of way almost. Not that I'm mm-hmm. Pink Floyd's like one of my favorite bands. I'm not trying to compare our band to Pink Floyd, but like inspired by that kind of.
Yep.
Concept album where like not The Wall, but more like the Wish You Were Here Dark Side kind of era Pink Floyd, where the yep. concept was a little looser.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I guess because concept albums, like the making of them to me just sounds like really like stressful and hard to do. Like just thinking about trying to keep the story, like you said, loose, but not, you know, but still like, I guess, strung together, I guess. Like what is the difference between writing like a regular album or a concept album, like the difficulties you might encounter with it?
Yeah. So like a concept album to me isn't necessarily like a story from the beginning to end, but it's like a picture, like you're looking down through this lens at a world that you've created, and that world has different stories that are happening within it or different vibes, you know, it can go off in one direction or another, but it all has to be seen kind of through this lens. And that's what we did on this album. And it was always kind of loosely that concept, but it's also something you discover as you're making it. You know, I thought maybe it was going to be a concept album with some kind of loose escape theme. And then it just really came together in a way that was more cohesive than I was expecting, honestly.
Right. And it, you say, like there is like their own like world in the album, like its own universe, which like, that reminds me like right away, like Sergeant Pepper's like that, that's like one that comes to mind, like all the different stories, the different characters, it like creates lore, I guess. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. Ours is a little more nautical, you know, like the themes that go through it are like the themes of waves and escape and having a good time, but aware that there is something you're escaping from when you're having that good time, you know, like that, those are kind of like the themes that we were working with.
Yeah. And going off that, then let's talk about two newest singles, Waves and Sail On. So, I guess we'll just start out with, I'm assuming the way your guys' band is, you're the same like lineup in the studio as you are live, right?
Correct. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. So, where do you guys record usually?
With this album, we did, a friend of ours, John Driscoll Hopkins, has an amazing studio. He's one of the original members.
Zach Brown Band, right?
And Zach Brown Band.
Yeah.
And so we produced a Christmas album for him actually a couple years ago. And instead of getting paid, we traded him in exchange for basically unlimited use of his studio.
Nice.
So it worked out great for both of us because he saved a bunch of money on his Christmas record and we got to go in and make a double album in his studio. You know, it was pretty rad. He's got a great setup. And, you know, like everybody, we finished a lot. Like, I'm here in my studio at home. Like, I finished a lot of tracks here at home. But the big bulk of the recording was done up at John's place.
Okay. Yeah, right on. That's awesome, man. I that's a cool connection to have for sure. Yeah. And I guess we'll just, like, hit on Waves and Sail On, man. So, like, I guess I know I don't have their names. I apologize. But Who are the singers on each of those?
On Waves, it's Courtney Jackson.
Okay.
And she's one of the two ladies in our band. And she's just got such a pure voice. When I wrote that song, a lot of times I'll sing songs in a falsetto voice. So I originally wrote it for myself. Mm-hmm. And then I realized very quickly that Courtney was going to sing it way better than I could. So I was like, this is a Courtney song. She really took it and made it her own. I love her vocal performance on that song.
Right on. And, go ahead. Sorry.
Sorry. And then on Sail On, that song is Peter's. Mm-hmm. He's, the other, leader of the band and co-lead singer. And that's his tune, and he's singing vocals on that one. That was a cool ditty. He like wrote it out of like kind of little couplets that he would tell his kids. You know, it's it's almost a little like nursery rhyme-ish. It's like a yacht rock nursery rhyme. I love it. It's such a vibe to me.
That's awesome. Yeah, there's some very solid singles, man. That's another thing, like people, I'm sure you probably get it a lot. Like if people take like one look at you guys, or like if they first like see like one show or something, they probably just think, oh, it's a tribute band or a cover band. And I'm sure you probably get that a lot, but it's cool to see you guys come out and make actual like legit yacht rock songs. Like, you know what I mean?
I find that people are, I completely understand why people make those assumptions. Like I would make mm-hmm. that assumption about us if I weren't in our band. So I don't, it doesn't like insult me or make me feel bad or anything like that. But I love when people listen to it and they're like, whoa, that was like way different and cooler than I was expecting. Like I love to surprise people like that. You know, that's fun.
Yeah, man. And that was my reaction. I didn't know what to expect. And I listened to the original stuff and I was blown away. Like it like legit. It was awesome.
Thanks.
Yeah. So I guess in the grand scheme of like the sound of yacht rock, the sound that you guys bring, did you have to like try and find, I guess going back to when you first started doing it to now, did you have to like really try to find that sound and be able to like physically play it or have that aesthetic, or did it kind of come natural to you guys?
Well, I mean, this music is very difficult to, mm-hmm. to perform. Like it's complicated music, you know, it's a lot of times has really high challenging vocals and very like jazzy, like requiring a lot of technique, instrumental parts, you know, lots of horns and saxophones and flutes and like crazy percussion. So there was already a high bar just to attempt the song. So when we started the band, we made sure, well, not even made sure, we just knew to even have a chance at it, we would have to get basically the best players around Atlanta to have any chance of playing these songs. Mm-hmm. And then when we all came together, you know, that Thursday night thing that I was talking about, we did that for 4 years straight. You know, like we played every Thursday night in that basement, like dive bar. It was always packed. And that was like our 10,000 hours, basically. You know, that was like where we really cut our teeth and figured out what that sound was and really refined it. Even for good musicians, making yacht rock music is not an easy task.
Yeah, like there's monsters in that genre, like Steely Dan and Steve Lukather, they're from Toto, is an absolute animal. Like seeing him live was fucking insane. Excuse my language, but it was insane.
He's incredible. I saw him play with Ringo.
Yeah, me too. That's what I saw.
Yeah, an all star band. Hell yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that was the shit. And was Colin from Men at Work?
Yes,
on that one. Oh,
Greg Rowley was his name from Santana, I believe, too. Yeah, yeah, that's the one.
Greg Rowley was also in Journey, too.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, that band was so good.
Where'd you see him at?
I actually saw them in Las Vegas.
Oh, Las Vegas. Okay. I saw him in Dayton, Ohio.
We were all out there on a gig and we had a night off. And so we all went to go see Ringo's band. And at the time, you know, we were still kind of young and just starting to make our money as, you know, have yacht rock be our career. And mm-hmm. I was a little bit like, man, I wish I didn't have to like play cover songs, blah, blah, blah. And we go see Ringo's band and they start Africa. And it just dawned on me. I was like, I have to play Africa every night. Ringo was in the Beatles and he's playing Africa. I was like, if it's okay for Ringo, then it's okay for me. And that was kind of like a big, you know, like growing up moment for me.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's, I guess whatever works, you know what I mean? Like it works one way for other people, works one way for, you know, the other group. So, and I also think that it's hilarious whether you feel like it happened to you or not. It's just kind of funny because when you did the Yacht Rock Nights first starting out, it just seemed like you were just placed into it and you're just like, well, screw it. Let's just keep playing it. Let's make a, you know, career out of it kind of thing. Is that kind of how it feels?
Completely. I mean, it was not. And that's why it's been so fun because it we didn't have expectations. Like some guys or girls, they will like set out and be like, all right, now I need to make some money. So I'm going to start a cover band and I'm going to, you know, learn all these songs and get our press kit together and do this thing. But we weren't like that. We were just kind of like accidentally, you know, getting drunk and playing these gigs. And then all of a sudden people started paying us more money and we started playing more. And then we had an agent, you know, it all just kind of happened. And like everything that happens is a bonus. So like going out on tour with Kenny Loggins, like who would have ever dreamt that could even be possible? Or like opening for Train and REO Speedwagon. Like it's just so far beyond what you could even expect or hope. That we're just kind of like, all right, well, I guess this is happening now. You know, it's been nuts, man. It's really fun.
I almost want to ask, like, do you even like yacht rock or are you just stuck?
You know, so honestly, at first I did not. I mean, that's not true. I liked Hall & Oates. Mm-hmm. I really liked Orleans. Like there were some parts of yacht rock that were really my thing. And then there were other parts where I just didn't get it. Like, Escape the Pina Colada song or Steely Dan or like, you know, I mean, I always loved Africa by Toto. If you don't love Africa, I don't know what to tell you. But, you know, and I think this happens to all musicians and I've discovered it as I've been out on the road. Like eventually you realize that all genres and all songs and everything is totally valid in its place to do its thing. And you appreciate it for what it is in the same way that like, I love 70s country and I love 90s hip hop and I love like, you know, modern shoegaze, like you can like lots of different things and it's okay. So you know, when I was 22, I thought, you know, it's indie rock or nothing. And you know, it's just been kind of part of growing up for me, I guess.
Yeah, man. And yacht rock especially just seemed, because that's, I was kind of the way, like I did not get Steely Dan in particular. I did not get it one bit. People are like, that's another one of those fan bases that are like so huge. Like there's so many very dedicated Steely Dan followers, and I just couldn't get it. And then I heard like Peg one day, and I'm like, okay, yeah, so that makes sense. This is like, these are like one of the best groups of musicians of all time.
Yeah, I had that light bulb go off for me probably, you know, it's probably 10 years ago now, but I was on an airplane listening to Asia, and all of a sudden I was like, I finally get this. This is good. I understand why people like this. Like, it took me so long, but you know, eventually you're like, oh yeah, okay.
Right on. Hey, Nick, thanks for hopping on. This was a fun conversation, man. Before we go though, you kind of hit on it before, but let's talk a bit about the tour you're on now, the shows that you have coming up if you want.
Sure. Yeah, we're out with Train and REO Speedwagon through the middle of September, which has been incredible to learn from those masters. And then we've got a few headlining shows, kind of mostly East Coast for the rest of this year. And then we'll be headlining our own tour in 2025, doing, you know, 2.5 hour full on yacht rock shows across the country.
I got to make one of them this time. I can't skip again.
Yeah, man. We'll definitely be back in Cincinnati if that's the area you're in. We're all in Cincinnati.
Hell yeah. I'll see you there. But
we played a Reds game last year. It was really fun.
That's what I wanted to tell you, because they had, and they're doing that again, but they didn't have you guys. They had another yacht rock band, and I was kind of pissed off, man. Like, what the hell?
I saw that. You know, they actually did ask us to do it, but we, you know, we're on this tour and we weren't available to do it. So I don't hold it against them. And you know, it's great. There are lots of other yacht rock bands, and it's awesome that they're out there doing it and having fun and making people happy. Like, there's no competition in the world of yacht rock as far as I'm concerned. Like, everybody's welcome to do whatever they want.
Awesome. Hell yeah, man. And also, do we get a date for the new album yet, or?
We do. Yeah. It's Escape Artist comes out November 29th, I think, is the Friday. But Side One is coming out, I think, October 4th, you know, because it's so long. The vinyl is coming out November 29th, the double album with the whole like colored vinyl and all the lyrics and, you know, whatever fold, open fold thing. But the, we've been putting out kind of in waves. See what I did there? on digital. So Side One comes out in September.
Awesome. Can't wait for that. And also, last thing, tell the people where to find you guys if there's any specific pages.
Yeah, we're Yacht Rock Review on Insta and TikTok and Facebook and probably wherever else. And then we are yachtrockreview.com. It's pretty easy. If you type in Yacht Rock, you'll probably find us pretty quick.
Yeah, it's like the third thing that pops up. But Nick, again, thanks so much for talking, man. I've been wanting to talk to you for a while. I love Yacht Rock. I love what you guys are doing, and hoping to catch a show with you sometime.
Cheers, man. Anytime. Thanks for having me.
Yep. And also, guys, remember to check out Ray's Rowdy, Rowdy Alternative. Just Google us. You'll find us. It's on the website, Insta, Facebook, everything. So we'll see you guys next time. Thanks for tuning in. My boots look good on your bed, and I bet you can do some crazy things with those hips. Take you home tonight, 'cause baby, I'm